Danny Green catches, spins it off the glass, out of control, no good. Rebound, Jaylen Brown.
Numbers.
Rozier, lead for Hayward, in the paint, bounce pass to Tyler Horford, and he throws it down, and I mean hard on Serge Ibaka.
And looked at Serge Ibaka. Woo, man.
Last thing the Raptors wanted to do was wake the sleeping giant behind them. 84-78, Boston by six. I think all of Boston is woke right now. 117-108 is the final. The Celtics win it. Al Horford joins us from the locker room, and you've been in so many emotional games, so many big games like this. Tell me, let me start with this, because this is what Max and I said after the Brooklyn game, that maybe a game like this, maybe a team like Toronto at 33-12, is this exactly what you needed right now?
I think so. You know, with some disappointing road losses, you know, it's good to be back home, and then having a team like that, that we knew that if we didn't bring our best game, we're going to get beat. I think that's what the group needed.
What is it about you and Serge Ibaka? It's like I would pay to see both you guys in the cage match, because it's just like it just seemed like there's something about him and you that you guys just go tooth and nail.
Man, we've just been competing for years since he was in Oklahoma City, and you know, he plays hard, I play hard. We do a lot of things similar, and you know, we're just competing out there. It's fun.
You have been – it's so funny. I say this when people ask me about you, and I say when Kyrie got here last year, it was almost this dream for you, because all the microphones go to Kyrie. When something is going on, Kyrie is always the one talking, yet you have the wisdom of the years. You have seen it all. What has been your view of a team that has been so crazy up and down? People talk about the road trip. I mean, the road trip went bad, but – no one's talking about the last seven games at home now where you're beating people up. What is your view of this sort of the rocky waters right now versus what this team can be?
Yeah, it's hard to get a hold of. I feel like, you know, our record and what we've done this year, it's been accurate. We've been up and down. There's games that were great. There's some other games that we're not as engaged. And it's something that we need to continue to, you know, to work on. And it's like all of us trying to find our place with the team, what we're supposed to do, and you know, kind of redefining those roles after last year. And that has taken some time. And I just hope that, you know, after a win like tonight, we can, you know, really build off this. I know we've had a couple runs earlier in the year, but maybe we can, you know, move forward and just, you know, continue to get better.
I don't think you could have been any more right when you said that about roles being redefined, because last year was Tatum and Brown, and those guys had the shot. Then you get Kyrie back, and to watch some of the things he's able to do, when he hit that three, were you expecting that or not? I mean, I'm just like, we're sitting there like, okay, the play is going to be set up or something. You're going to set a pick. He launches.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting it at all. I mean, but, you know, he likes to be in those moments. And it takes a lot of guts to take a shot like that in that kind of situation.
Well, we call them balls back then, yeah, but we'll go on.
Yeah, no. That's what it is. And I was just impressed. You know, I was just impressed. That was a huge shot. That was the game right there in my eyes.
What does it feel like? How aware are you when you're in a game like this and Kyrie's doing this and Kawhi Leonard is doing that and everybody's making plays? Do your senses sort of get heightened in a moment like that?
They do. You know, the one thing is that the game, I feel like it slows down a little bit too, because, you know, you watch Kawhi working on that other end. It's an unbelievable player making tough shot after tough shot. And then, you know, Kyrie going toe-to-toe and taking it to another level. I feel like, you know, I'm watching everything in slow motion out there, and it's fun.
It was fun, I think, for everybody. Al, enjoy this one.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.